Dictation for Robert Field, F-I-E-L-D, November 1629. Address as a letter, Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation Mr. Field, progressive renal failure. Recent admission to Greenville for hypoglycemia symptomatic with hallucinations. He lives at home with wife. He gets meals on wheels. Sometimes wife prepares food. Weight is stable around 185, 186. Has a history of prior cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, although recently is back to normal at 50%. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. He complains of poor smell that compromise his oral intake. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Apparently prior prostate surgery. He has some frequency urgency, but no incontinence, no nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, denies claudication symptoms, no gangrene, does have neuropathy up to the ankles bilateral, unsteadiness, but no recent falls, chronic dyspnea, denies purulent arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, follows cardiology Dr. Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, takes anticoagulation Eliquis for AFib, prior electrical cardioversion, and eventually ablation and pacemaker. Some bruises, but no bleeding nose gums. Decreased hearing. Next paragraph, the past medical history for cardiomyopathy. He denies coronary artery disease, the atrial fibrillation, ablation, pacemaker, prior low ejection fraction 28%, recently 50%. Chronic kidney disease for a number of years. No workup has been done. Prior prostate surgery. Does have severe arthritis. Prior skin cancer. Diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Records, the device is a defibrillator. Restless legs. Question COPD. Prior ITP, depression. Question peripheral vascular disease, but no procedure has been done. Prior EGD colonoscopies, diverticulosis, no malignancy, two benign polyps removed. Next paragraph, surgeries including coronary artery disease, four vessel bypass, that's 2008. Prostate cancer, 24 years ago, received hormonal shots for a total of 17 years, being off for the last 8 with suppressed PSA. Prior 2 back surgeries, cataracts, bilateral tonsils, adenoids, left total knee replacement. Next paragraph, denies ever smoke, minor alcohol, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include Entresto, Nurantin, Lasix, Zocor, Coric, nitrates, Pletol, insulin, TOUJEO, NovoLog, Norco, Coreg, Eliquis, no anti-inflammatory agents, Nesparagraf physical exam, weight 188, 69 inches tall, blood pressure 140 over 60, right-sided 129-60 on the left, decreased hearing, normal speech. For his age, he is able to provide most of the history, which I complemented by reviewing records. Has bilateral length implant, upper-lower dentures, no facial asymmetry, has bilateral hearing aids, device on the left upper chest, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses tenderness, prior left-sided knee replacement, no edema, decreased pulses but palpable, no gangrene, no gross rigidity asterixis or focal deficit. With minimal health, he can get in and out of the stretcher. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, severe anemia, 8.8, with a normal white blood cell platelet count with an MCB of 92. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, creatinine recently as high as 2, through the last few years progressively rising from 1.4 to present level 1.72, representing a GFR of 36, a stage 3B. Calcium was loci, but no albumin to correct, no phosphorus, no PTH. Few months back, albumin normal, liver function test not elevated. There is no albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram. There is a recent kidney ultrasound, April. Kidneys are low normal size, 9.3 right, 9.9 left. They did a peak systolic velocity, do not show renal artery stenosis. It was less than 180. There is a small stone, not causing obstruction on the right kidney. Post-void bladder was 20, which is normal. A recent echo, ejection fraction 50%. Question, a low flow, low gradient, moderate aortic stenosis. It was a technically difficult study. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, history of hypertension, diabetes, however, there is no evidence of proteinuria. Kidneys, small size, but no obstruction, no urinary retention, prior prostate cancer surgery. Has coronary artery disease, but no evidence of decompensation. He is being on diuretics and Entresto for a long period of time. He denies anti-inflammatory agents. Prior urine did not show activity for blood, protein, or cells. The concern right now is his severe anemia with normal white blood cell platelets. Blood tests will be updated, including iron studies, B12 folic acid retics, and monoclonal protein. We will monitor chemistries, including anemia. I did not change any medications today. We'll follow up on the next few months, early as needed.